Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we get to sit here knowing that you desire for us to know about you and your Son Jesus and your ways. And you've given us your Bible and stories like this story of Esther so that we might learn more about you and the way that you want us to be in this world. And Lord, you gave us the promise that your Holy Spirit would guide us into all truth, and that it was not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord, that we'd be able to live according to those ways. So we ask you today to bless us with all those things as we study once again your word, and we ask it in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Greatness of Mordecai. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 10, and verse 2. Once the days of Purim were set as an annual celebration for the Jews, King Ahasuerus continued his duties as ruler over the Persian Empire. We learned that he set a tribute over all the land and islands throughout the kingdom. However, we may wonder, what happened to Mordecai? In chapter 10 and verse 2 of the book of Esther, we see the first of the final two verses of the book of Esther that tell of Mordecai's continuance. We read, "In all the acts of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia?" The verse begins, "And all the acts of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai." Let's notice first the word "all." From the point when Mordecai was elevated to the position of second in command within the kingdom, his acts of power and his might were recorded. We may remember the humble beginnings from which Mordecai came. He was exiled to the Persian Empire when they conquered his homeland. He cared for his younger cousin Esther when her parents died, and he positioned her in the beauty contest held by King Ahasuerus when the king needed a new queen. He would not bow to wicked Haman, though there was great pressures to do so. And when he heard of the plot to destroy the Jews, not only did he appeal to Esther that she might be called for such a time as this, but also fasted and sat in ashes and sackcloth as he prayed for God's deliverance. The declaration of the greatness of Mordecai was known throughout the Persian Empire because of his willingness and commitment to be used by God as his instrument of intercession. The verse goes on to say, "Whereunto the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Media and Persia?" Because of Mordecai's acts of power, might, and declaration of greatness, the king advanced him, which put him in a prime position to save his people. When Mordecai became the second in command in the kingdom, he had influence, and he used it along with Queen Esther to establish the law of defense that allowed Jews to take up arms against any who would attempt to harm them. These great feats and exploits of Mordecai were written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Media and Persia. And though the verse ends with a question mark, it is indeed a rhetorical question that can be answered with an emphatic yes. If someone were to write about our lives, what would they say about us? Would the actions and attitudes we display every day be ones worth writing about? Would our daily deeds be considered acts of power and might? And would there be declarations of the greatness of us should one pay attention to us? Perhaps as we consider this verse and the point from which Mordecai originated, we will be influenced by his early actions, which were done while he was not in a position of advancement. Mordecai was faithful to his God, his family, and he prayed in humility when things were going rough. He would not bow to social pressures when they went against his relationship with God. And though he may have paid a price, he was willing to risk it all for his fellowship with the Almighty God. May the Lord Jesus help us to be inspired by the life of Mordecai And may the journals of our lives be marked in the measure in which Mordecai's was. Next time, we will finish the book of Esther and see the final assessment of Mordecai. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.